Okay, and we're back for the Scope podcast. I'm with a couple of the boys I've known for a minute. This is the Warriors pod, obviously. We're sitting here at the Star of the Sea. Not a bad little place around you, boys.
No, this is good, actually.
Don't be shy, boy.
Five-star hotel, we're at, so I can't complain. NRL shout.
Yeah, they've been good to you here, Pat. Like, where were you last year? Did you stay here last year as well?
It was just a bit different. We weren't allowed to leave.
Yeah.
So this year we had a bit more freedom. So this year's been like heaps better than compared to last year. But yeah, last year was pretty tough.
And obviously a little bit more. I think we spoke about it a lot before we started. Like a little bit more preparation this time around as well. Like sort of some of the guys have been able to bring their families over this time, relocate all together. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, I think family, well, having our family here is mean for us. Especially like all the older players didn't have their families and that, but what was the question?
about being over here with the family compared to last year and being away.
Last year's just it was just like
the sprinklers on here, boy.
That's all I can hear.
Georgie DeFoe, you know about that one, eh, boy? Tell him turn the sprinklers off.
Zoned out then. last year was it was worst. Like we had boys away from fell in a wrong hole. Like we were just drinking every weekend.
Yeah.
Boys just had so much time away after games. We just thought, oh, bro, everyone deserves a drink. We're just doing it.
Kill
so,
some time.
Yeah, so that was just an easy way out. And so if it wasn't for drinking, bro, the boys wouldn't have been, it would have been twice as bad.
Yeah, we played together. I know you don't mind a beer as well. Before we kick off properly, I just want to send a shout out to Mossy Masoi. I got it wrong in the podcast today when we're doing the rookie and the vet with Jacko. We're going to get behind him and talk about him in all three podcasts. This is the Mossy Masoi round. If you want to help out, go out and donate to the Men of League Foundation. Lukey is behind the camera. He's going to be putting that in the link. Go out and support him. Over in the Super League, every game's dedicated to him. If you can tune into the games over there and support him as much as you can. Mossy, like I said on the podcast today, he was a beast out on the field, but one of the nicest guys off the field, man. So anything we can do to help him out, we'll make sure we'll be doing. Especially, obviously back home, one of the big Islander boys too, and always loved it off the back fence, old Mossy. You play against Mossy back in the day? He's the Roosters. And
played him international level. For Saia, and wouldn't want to be in front of that fella.
Yeah, he's a handful, man. Yeah. All right, boys. The way I like to start off the podcast is start with one thing I'm grateful for. I'll kick us off. I'm grateful that we get to do a podcast with you boys over here, the Warriors. We don't really get too much access with you guys, but because you're here at Central Coast at the Star of the Sea, so grateful to get to do a face-to-face podcast with you boys. What about you, Pat?
Hey.
You're just good, grateful, eh, bro?
Grateful for everything, bro.
Yeah. Hey, that's all right. You're grateful for everything?
Every little thing.
Yep.
Yeah, it's probably grateful for my family and wife and kids' health.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on in the world at the moment, a lot of people being sick and stuff like that. So, grateful for all my family being healthy. And
That's good, bro. Speaking of family, touch on that. Me and you have known each other for a minute. You lived with our family back at the Parramatta house when you're getting into fucking mischief as.
Misunderstood, bro.
How did that all come about? I know how it come about. You want to let everyone know how that come about because you're growing up living around Matchville.
Yeah.
And then you're playing at Parramatta in the juniors and they asked you to come and live with mum and dad?
Yeah, so when I was younger, I was playing out in the Souths comp, and then back then it was Peter Nolan. I think he was the recruitment officer, and then he came along, and obviously my mum, not really knowing much about footy, she sort of, obviously the first sort of contract that you ever get, she thought I was going to be a superstar, so it's sent me out to Para.
Hey, she was right, baby.
Sent me out to Para, and she goes, oh, you got to live with this family, and I was a bit nervous. I thought I was going to go into this Aussie house where they do their homework and everyone's really good. I was thinking, fuck this, I don't want to go.
It was a pleasant surprise when you got to us then, eh?
Yeah, when I got there, I was lucky enough, it was your mum and dad.
Yeah.
And they were like, they're pretty old school, how all Islanders are. I used to love the dinner times, heaps of food and stuff like that. So, and then
Hat off at the dinner table.
Yeah, that type of stuff.
Old school respect.
Yeah. But they were good. Obviously, I had a lot of respect for the old man and the old lady, Mark and Millie. Obviously, they took care of me really well. Took me to school, fed me, taught me a lot of things as well. Obviously, your dad being the coach of the footy team, to be on his wing, you know, taught me a lot of stuff on the footy field as well. So, you know, and obviously living there, I got a lot of opportunities to meet a lot of cool people. Like, you know, I met Jared Hayne when I was young. So, like, you know, meeting on footy stuff
like
that. That'd
be cool as when you're coming through, eh? When you're
low grade. Moment, like, meeting him. Hard. And so I think that was he was getting shot at in the cross and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Right here. Hey, low key, the funny story, I was supposed to be out with him that night too, but I played my first NRL trial and I did my MCL, bro. I did my MCL. And I was in a knee brace, and instead of going, because I was trying to get some, you know, keen as to, because every weekend you're keen as, so I'm trying to get these gens around knee brace, go, oh, fuck, I can't get it. Anyway, the boys go out, they get shot at that weekend. Fuck, beauty, I would have been on the crutches.
The boy would have got you, a finger tug.
But, bro, like, one thing, mum and dad look back on those days for sure. And it's because they did it. They end up doing it at the Penrith House. Pet, I think you were at Penrith when were you at Penrith when they were doing the Penrith House, looking after the younger boys out there? And the one thing that they loved about that place in particular, and they always spoke highly of you, obviously, too, because, like, obviously, when you come over there, you were renowned as a bit of a rat bag. But, you know, Dad always seemed to gravitate towards those sort of kids even more, trying to help out. Like, we always had people living with us, and he had to fucking deal with me and Jaden and that. So,
Sticks was a good one.
Yeah, not Sticksy. So, they loved that Parramatta experience the most out of all the years they did it, because it was just the four kids too. Like, when they went on and did Penrith, it was 10, and then they did it at Roosters for a bit, and it was like 7 or 8, and it's just too much. We're in that little close. When you've only got four, you can get the boys. Who were the boys that were living with you at the time too?
So it was me, Warner Tomalolo.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Ethan, E.T.
Yeah, yeah.
Benny Turpo.
Oh, yeah, cool crew.
Mr. Feather's crew.
Bro, there's a funny story. One day, he'd always hear noises coming out of Penny's room, mate. But he never used to come out, like, he would never really come out of his room. But then you could just hear, like just banging and stuff. This guy's dad went in there once. And Penny had hung up all these posters, eh? And then one day he heard a massive bang, and it was like something got punched. So we walked in there, and one of the posters was hanging off, and there was holes in the wall.
Holy.
This guy Penny was punching holes in the wall because he was losing in Call of Duty.
He got the brain snaps of doom, man, the Penny. And then that's the way he played his footy. Speaking of the houses of doom, when we first met and we come to Manly in 13, you had a pretty cool little house yourself, with Georgie and that.
That was pretty gangster house. We had, obviously, Nan that was in there with us, looking after us.
Big love to Nan. Grateful for Nan. You should be grateful for Nan.
She done all our cooking, all our washing.
Yeah.
Didn't have to, but she looked after us well. Even Georgie, he was mean for us then.
Yeah, so yeah, it's you, Georgie, Chi.
Lingy.
Fuck, Lingy's killing it over
he's
there.
Going mean.
Fuck, he's a Stuart Eads, bro. One out him.
Hass and Justin.
Oh, yeah, Juz was there as well. Fuck, see, that would have been tough, bro, because like I said, because Nan was by herself, eh? Yeah. Did she have any family or anything that ever come to help out?
Nah, not to help out. She just had, like, her grandkids that'll come in, visit for, like, the weekend or something, just have their time. But, yeah, she was doing it solid for us.
Yeah, speaking of, so, obviously, those times, were, like I said, when we both played for Manly in 13, boys, we've all played for the Bird Gang. I know you said you've got to play them in a couple of weeks, but, you know, we're all being ex-Bird Gang members. Been a tough watch watching the boys, for the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think the bros have been loving it.
I feel for them, bro.
Yeah.
They're just missing one. Nah.
Wait, people think they're missing Turbo too, but, man, they've been sleeping. Yeah. I said it at the start because we did a breakdown of every team, and I tried to identify one player that I thought was going to have to step up. And I know he does so much already, bro, but I was like, man, Jakey was going to have to step up and go even harder. Like, I know he's a gun already, but because of you leaving as well and the amount of effort that you got through that for him last year, and, it's looking like a pretty good prediction at the moment, bro. Like, fuck, I had him in the A, but let me down, eh?
Never know, bro. We started like that when we made the finals a couple of years back.
Oh, did you? Yeah, when in Baz's second year?
No, when Desi, our first year, when Desi came back.
Yeah.
We started, I think it was 0-3.
Oh, bullshit.
We went on a good run.
Right, okay.
But, I don't know if they can do it without me, eh?
Nah. And you've been gone for a minute, Pep, but yeah, still a couple of the boys there. So watching Manly Penrith games and that, do you ever get to, fuck, you probably don't even watch any footy, eh? I'm looking at you as I'm saying that.
Watching the highlights, just trying to watch the boys. Obviously, like, try watch Penrith and that. Got old mates there. Georgie, see how he's going.
Yeah. I caught up with Georgie and Tones the other day too. Good, bro. We had the Shisha of Doom. Had a smoke, watch some footy. But always like we've obviously all kept pretty close, man. We're still in that group chat that's been going now for 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how I ended up, me and you, it's a couple of Maldives ended up with all the Tongans and Samoans, eh?
All the Islanders.
I was grateful for being in that group. Yeah. But now moving on a little bit, boys. One thing I want to touch on, Ads, is congratulations for the weekend, bro. 100 games. Considering, like I said, where you come from, where you're a bit of a rat bag growing up and how you've developed now over the last couple of years, what did it mean for you to play 100 games on the weekend, score a meaty and sort of starting to become a leader? I know you're new to the club, but do you consider yourself a leader with 100 games in or?
A little bit. Look, obviously, like, now I'm sort of be that younger player. There's a lot of younger players here, so just try to help out where I can.
Yeah.
Obviously, if they need any help or if they need any advice, give it out. But playing 100 games, it's a pretty special moment. I was saying to the boys when I got presented the jersey, didn't know if I was ever going to play first grade because there was a time there when I was on the sideline, had a first stint on the sideline, so I was about to give it up. You know, just thought like, the game's like too far gone now. But I had a lot of people like my wife push me day in day out to keep going training. My manager was on my ass every day.
Is Tyron your manager?
Yeah.
So he's the man, bro. Yeah,
so he will just come pick me up from when I was staying out in Westmead.
Yeah.
And drive us to the Coogee Stairs.
Do the stairs, bro. Yeah.
As much as I always wanted to be like, bro, like I don't want to do it. Like I knew it was an effort for him to just wake up and come and get me from out west and drive all the way back to the east and then drop me off again. So,
so you got
to
rip in for him.
Yeah. So I was like, if he's going to do that for me, I got to do like a repay him. And obviously, all that hard work sort of paid off. And I'm just lucky that I had people like that in my life to obviously help me push when I was in the dark place. So
And I'll get to leadership with you as well after this, Pepper. Pretty cool to fucking his 100th game comeback.
Yeah.
20-point fucking comeback against the Raiders. I know they had a few boys busted up, but still a lot of points and a lot of minutes, man. Boys must be confident as after that.
Yeah, no, it was mean just the way we were down and out. We sort of lost our way, and just to see that we could come back as a team and just get back on to our game plan, I think that was most important thing we took out of that game. But, yeah, for the boys, like we had a couple that debuted for the club. Someone played 50 for the club, so we had three milestones that we also wanted to make it a good ride and a long bus ride home. So we had to turn that around.
That's an underrated part about playing some of those teams, eh? When you play like Melbourne or you go away, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's depressing on the plane or the bus, bro. When you got to come home.
Well, the loss, and on your travel away, bro, the last thing you want to do is travel with the team.
And what about leadership for you, Pat? Like, You debuted in 13 with us. You've been around for a minute now. Had a little stint over in the Super League. People, I talked about on my Scope Spotlight for the Warriors, talking about how wingers at the club have had really good years when they've played outside you. And then I think you even got top try scorer last year too. So do you give advice to some of the younger guys coming through now? How do you? Because I know you're a quiet dude, like you're more of a reserved dude. But have you taken on that role now at the Warriors?
Yeah, just because a lot of our outside backs are like sort of like me, like Wets, Adam Pompey. He's pretty similar to me, bro. He won't go to anyone. He won't talk to the coaches. Mm. He's pretty quiet to himself. But me and the bro, he's pretty close together. So he just has questions, and we just like we muck around about it. But he knows that like low key, I'm sort of just helping him. But that's just with like outside backs and that with everything else. I just leave that for like Tohu and that. They're all pretty mean.
What about with regards to diet, bro? Do you give out your diet?
That's what I keep to myself.
That's because I passed that down to you, bro. I just want to make sure you're passing it down, that orange fanny, yeah?
Yeah, bro. It just stays in the Maldi by all those boys, man.
Yeah. What's the realistic goal for the Warriors this year? I had you just outside the eight. I wanted to put yous in. I was trying to figure out a way to get yous in, but with some of the teams that were in there, how far can this team go, boys?
Okay, we can go pretty good, like pretty deep into the finals too. Obviously the goal is to make it all the way, but we're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves. We know that our club is on the rebuild at the moment, but I reckon we've got the team now to like really push a lot of the good teams, like to the side, and really make a stamp in the NRL, and put some respect back in our jersey. I think that's what what the sort of main goal we all spoke about in the preseason was, just, you know, putting some respect back in the jersey. You know, I think Phil Gould came in and said, we've been in the comp for, what, 25 years now?
Yeah.
We made the finals, what, twice? Three times?
Yeah.
You know, so...
Fuck, is that it? I would have thought it would be more, like, bro, because you've been in two grand finals. Fuck, so when you get in there, you go, right, so, if I, hey, if you get in the finals, hey... Keep an eye on them. If they get in the finals, bro, they're going to be in the GF.
Yeah, so yeah, he came in with some stat like that. It was like maybe like 25 years, 26 years, but then only been in the finals like maybe like five or less.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, obviously to hear that, a lot of boys played here for like, you know, 7 or 8 years or something like that. So, you know, for them to hear that, and they've been through like four coaches, you know,
yeah,
for
true.
All the boys to hear that was sort of like a slap in the face. So, you know, our number one goal was just to put some respect back into the jersey and, you know, put, you know, let the fans, give the fans something to cheer for.
What about the... Rogers moving on next year, Pat. You've been here for a couple of years now. Where do you think this team compares to the teams of the last couple of years? And have you talked about, you know, what it would mean to sort of send Roger out on a really good season?
Yeah, well, he's been at the club for ages now, and he's obviously had like a few boys here that have been here since he's been here, and they've seen all the stuff he's done and
what
he's been doing. Like, even last year, he just deserves to go out in a good way, and the Rogers puts in everything, as you see it every week. So, yeah, that's what, just another talk around the club. Everyone just wants that as well, to send him away with a win. Yeah, and with him to do it, like, it'll be mean.
And fucking, he was giving everything he could to get that win on the weekend, bro. That was fucking a try-saver at Doom. Yeah, well, one other thing I want to ask you about too, Ads. I think Jace has come out recently, or maybe through management, who the All Brothers, I know the All Brothers, they used to manage me, and they're keen on him to potentially change the eligibility so the boys can play Origin. What do you think about that, bro? Because I know you've gone the other way where you were representing New Zealand and then now you're representing Tonga, and I know you're very proud of that, bro, and all the boys. I think you and Jace and Andrew Fifita in particular have sort of changed the strength of international footy. Do you like the idea for Jace potentially playing for Queensland, or if he gets given the opportunity?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I reckon that game would be so much better if they let, like, you know, everyone sort of participate in it. And, like, I know everyone's saying it's like it's a rivalry, like they're not born into it and stuff like that, but, you know, it's just like the more quality it gets, and probably the more the game will grow, I reckon. Like, it's just like I reckon he can do for State of Origin what he's done for the international game. Like,
yeah,
you know, obviously going back to Tonga, like, now A lot of I know, Tonga games are sold out, you know what I mean? It's just like, whereas a couple of years ago, like, it would just be like a couple thousand, you know, wouldn't get that much interest and wouldn't get that much, like, media, you know, follow it. But
yeah, it was just basically Australia, New Zealand, England back in the day. And then there used to be like sort of looking after Tonga and Samoa by chucking games on. Now, when it's on the calendar, everyone looks forward to watching it.
Yeah, 100%. And like, I reckon, obviously, if they have that rule, like, you had to be here before you're 13, then it's still, you know, or like a rule like that.
Not, yeah, yeah, put some light in place.
Like, you know, you can't just come off a plane and then write down you want to play like for New South Wales.
Yeah, so if a guy comes in the Warriors system and then gets recruited to Cowboys when he's like 20 and then stays at Cowboys for 5 years, we're not going to let him play.
Yeah.
But a guy that's come through maybe the high school system or whatever.
So they got like, because Jason's been over here ever since year 7 or something. So, you know, he's lived here like more than he's lived over in New Zealand. So I think if they change the rule like that, then it would only help the game anyway. Like, more people, he's a player that people want to see play footy, and he puts bums in seats. That's quite so. Yeah, I'm all for it.
What about you? You would have been obviously hit up. You would have played fucking maybe 15 Origin games by now. How long you been in the league now? 15?
Oh, yeah, 2015.
15. Yeah. So you would have, at least in the last couple of years, you would have been the first Origin player picked. Have they ever asked you, like, Freddie? And
when I debuted, I made the City Origin team that year, but they told me I wasn't allowed to play because I played junior Kiwis.
Oh, okay.
But it's funny, because I've heard of, like, after that, like,
it changes all the time, bro, every couple of years.
People before me had done. I think Josh Papali, he played junior Kiwis, but then played Origin.
So yeah.
When they disallowed me, I was just like, I didn't really, like, I just thought it was a rule. But then like, after a little bit, like, finding out heaps of players had played junior Kiwis, but then gone back and played Origin, I was like, fuck.
Yeah. So you're just like, fuck it, I'm just going to play for the Kiwis, eh? that's not too bad.
Hopefully, if Jason gets the rule changed and
put your hand up. There you go. There's a scope scoop, baby. All right, boys. Well, appreciate it. I always like to finish because I do two players from every team, and we would like to have a bit of a giggle with the last question. If there was, have you both got sisters? Have you got a sister, Pat? You both got sister. All right, because it's even better when they got sisters. If there was a player in the team, well, you can go first, Pat, that you would least like to date your sister.
Look at me.
I think he's sitting right next to him. Who would it be and why? And why?
I'll let you see, Jez. I'll probably go Paulie Turner.
Paulie Turner, yeah. What's up with Paul? Why is Paulie no good?
Nah, he's just no good.
What about you, Ads?
Yeah, I'm gonna say Jazz.
Yeah,
bro. Being around that bloke, bro, it's not hygienic. and he's just a rat bag, bro.
Jackson from our YKTR loves him. He reckons he's a giggle. Is he a bit of carry on too? Yeah.
He's the best. He's always like lift the mood, you know.
Yeah, yeah, great.
He's always someone good to, like, you know, that guy that you can always pick on.
Yeah,
just for a good laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy, because he's like, he loses his head.
Yeah, you don't want your sister dating someone that's getting picked on, then, are you? All right, but you can go for this one, Ads. If there is one player that you would let date your sister, who would that be and why?
I don't know, bro. You know.
Well, I did it with Newcastle and KP, Caelan Ponga was on, and his sister's like 5 years old, and he goes, this is weird.
Bro, I don't know. Hey, probably Roger.
Because
he's rich. He's rich, bro. Yeah. Bring it to the give family. Some All Blacks jerseys.
Yeah,
next
gone. Gone. Where are you, Pat? Yeah,
probably someone like that, Rog.
Yeah.
Banger, toy.
Seems like a real fucking wholesome good dude, eh, Rog? I haven't met Rog before ever, man. Like, he seems like the nicest guy ever.
He's a nice guy.
Everything, bro. Everything right, that fella.
Yeah, gun. All right, boys. Well, good luck on the weekend playing the Roosters. Oh, quickly touch on the Roosters game. Few players out for him. Have you had watched much video on them yet?
Obviously they lost a lot of good players, but they still got eight or nine international players in their lineup, so we can't. We're not gonna take the respect off them. They're top four team and they have been for a while for a reason. They got that much depth in their club. So
yeah, hard.
So yeah, this week's gonna be a big one. I reckon they're gonna step up to the challenge even more so that because they have to perform.
It's almost an ugly time to get them, because you want to low market. If they'd gone three in a row, you almost want to get them. They're feeling a bit cocky in that, and then you're going hard at them.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah, so I reckon they're gonna sort of step up because all of their big dogs are out. I reckon a lot of boys are going to try and stamp their name into the team now.
Yeah,
so
true.
So yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. I love playing against them. They got top world class props.
Yeah, like, their pack's still really strong.
Yeah, yeah. So I love going up against teams like that. They have big forward packs. So yeah, can't wait this week.
All right, boys. Well, good luck for the weekend and thanks for coming on, eh?
Shout out, boys.